So, yeah, I speak always. I think again the last our slide of yesterday, so just to focus where we are as a group. We are in the middle, in the conclusion of the literature background research, and more in particular, we are here. Yes, with what did we do already, the collection of the literature, some work I show you immediately, the dissemination of the template for your contribution, which is a different path we will match together for our report, and then the report Anna and Lucia have already mentioned. So, the work on background literature, first phase till yesterday, more or less, which is the template you already know. And at the same, in the meantime, the first analysis of the already collected literature. From tomorrow, next week to December for the internal report, we will complete the literature background with a special focus on education model, because for instance, the collection is wider. Once again, related to the UNESCO topics and our main keywords, rural, sustainable tourism, and whatever, a list that you know very, very well. So, what did we do on the first collected, and how we collected from the general literature, the raw material, let's say. We counted, of course, so an amount on a chronological list, distinguing the type of product, as in academy, we say with the horrible term, products, article, book, chapters, and so on. I will share the PowerPoint. It is something to study a bit with each one of his own curiosities. The research fields, using again the main keywords, so environmental studies, folklore, hospitality, leisure, and whatever. The country, the region from which the authors or the institution came from, and so possibly the location of the studies. So this is the first round. We try to switch a bit to understand how this kind of survey could be useful for we all, and so we try to switch from all the languages in the Web of Science collection to switch on just the English written papers or reports or whatever, and this is the amount and the research fields which don't change in a meaning way. What change a bit are the provenance of the paper depending from the country of origin. Of course, this is could represent a criticality in the way of analyzing and considering this amount of data, but also for as a trigger for our future and shared work, because we need collect literature or a state of art is not just a list, yes, we as academic, we know that it is mandatory for our students and all this stuff, but for us, it has to be a future program key of comprehension. So we check that how it changed choosing and filtering with just the English only language publication, the proportion of the publication times is unchanged, more or less, the same or with a little variation, the ranking of research field, and in the ranking of state of prominence, something changed more. We check on the country of our PI, and because we discuss with her the first result, and so we found some limitation which shows us two possible directions and two possible different considerations. From the one hand, that of course the English written papers or whatever are more and more disseminated worldwide, and so maybe we need to write in English, but this is really trivial. On the other hand, that the English written papers or books or proceedings and whatever excludes some cultural identity which need for different reasons, also generational. I speak for myself and my generation. We speak less English or manage less professional English than younger people, that a certain amount, probably meaningful, is obscured by this general and obvious trend. So we go further in analyzing other databases in literature collections, such as for Spain, of course, the Latin Index or the DialNet. So in order to include in this distinguished way, but include all the possible contribution, and to orient somehow our next action in terms of dissemination, in involving academic or not stakeholders to write their own experiences and how to collect and whatever. This is a brief exercise in order to represent the queries to the database. We have some hot topics, and the distribution is very interesting because the beginning of the decade, of this decade, no, the last, yes, this decade, we have a good frequency of intangible heritage or the more general terms. In the more recent years, we don't find almost anymore the main categories in favor of a more specialized one. So the intangible heritage, for example, is the general umbrella, the general blanket, and but we find a lot of topics very, very specialized, and this is something interesting to understand how are placed the current literature. Crossing, so you have a trend, the keywords and the weight of the crisscrossing each other. Another scheme with another mismatching of citation frequency and relationship with the keywords, and once again here you have in another scale, but the chronological time, so more or less the trend is the same, and you find in the more recent year this dissemination and constellation star system of the also the keywords. Here we have a picture about the research group, which highlights how in the different countries the sensitiveness about our topics is developed or not, and the mutual relationship, and regarding the star system, the main power, more powerful groups of authors, we observe. Yes, our new young researcher is Chinese, and so she is very interested in. But she helped us to discover a strong interest about these topics, something me personally, with my European bias, didn't expect. Strong interest regarding the immaterial heritage and so on. Of course, from this point of this round, we have to make a purification action in order to exclude. Yes, here we have just a supplement, a kind, I hope, a system to make hurry the colleagues and the group who didn't yet give back the personal, let's say, literature collection. So we have Tartu, we have Aveiro, we have Museum North, Zazu, Värmland, and that's it. So
we also send you.
Yes.
We do.
Okay, maybe we. Okay. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Next steps in 2 minutes, these are the considerations for also the advices we discussed yesterday all together. The focus on specific literature on training and learning model in order to cross with the previous collection, and the construction of a glossary shared by the community regarding both the field of research and the training models, and how won't we Patrio, okay, how won't we do this next step with a first phase of experimentation in our house, our academy. And we have the possibility, thanks to Marco, who helps design laboratory titled Design for Cultural Heritage, which includes 3 disciplines: design, economic evaluation for Cristina, the most of you already know her, and sociology. And in the next semester, you will experiment with the students some learning system about specific topics. We can experiment inviting you all in a PhD course. We at the Polytechnico, we have these excellence courses, that means founded courses, which allow us to invite colleagues on 2 different PhD courses, which is, one is the mine, let's say, is cultural heritage, and the Marcos one, which is design.
Design and technology.
So crossing the 2 courses, we can use this tool to face with PhD students from very, very wide range of disciplines, and so to collect them. From that experience, we are expected to produce replicable toolkit guidelines, and the other point is the exploration in progress and the negotiation with our institution in order to link with others' institutions on the topic of the micro-credential. We already discussed in Oviedo these topics, and that's it.
Question?
We have developed some digital tools for working with trans people. So
yeah.
I'm just thinking, we'll send you links.
Yeah.
Literature review.
Of course, we have to we ask you kindly to share with us everything you feel could be useful in for the learning and teaching models. So also in the good practices, in the good practices, for sure there are some examples which will be very useful for us, for from the association, of course, and so. This is, maybe we will share another call, another help, please.
Activities that could be made from an eco-museum or interest from
The parallel didactic activities for museums, both material and immaterial, and this is something much information as possible we have, and already experienced by us is better, of course. Yeah.
One rapid proposal. We have one or two personal groups in World Package 6, but we not specialize in that subject of the literature background, but can help in the...
You like the algorithm.
In the you have worked a very good work, congratulations, this is good, and it's interesting for... Yeah. We can help with...
You can keep in contact with Christina, our specialist in surveys, and see who is the author of our algorithm master. I'm an old lady.
Okay. Thank you.
Alan?